Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we get to do a normal show with no baseball going on to distract us. But we will have beer later, I think. It is Thursday, right? On the Blitz!
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on there. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. There's no baseball game today. Well, there's no Astros game today. You think the Cubs are going to win another one?
No.
I don't either.
Kershaw coming up next. I think they shut the door.
What if playoff Kershaw shows up and it goes 3-2?
It could be. But I still wouldn't worry. Like, 3-2, I wouldn't worry. I worry about the Cubs coming back less than I worry about the Astros coming back from 3-2.
Yeah.
I just think the Dodgers are that much better than the Cubs. Like, on paper, the Dodgers should be doing this. The Astros shouldn't be. You know,
yeah.
And that's the difference, in my opinion.
Well, at least the Cubs won. I saw a great shirt on the internet. It's a Cubs shirt that said, "There's always last year." But what's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. I haven't been on Twitter much today. And a lot of people have been texting me or tweeting me looking for plays today or looking for fantasy advice, and I guess I tweeted something out that got people fired up earlier today. So about Tim Burgess said, this may be a hot take, but my experience has been that Austin Queso is far superior to Houston Queso. And I said, that's not a hot take. Houston is a great food town.
Right.
Make no mistake. Fantastic food town. But queso and breakfast tacos, and I put in parentheses, arguably overall tacos is Austin, and it's a slam dunk.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that.
The overall taco scene, you can make arguments for both sides.
Yeah,
there's some people who think.
And let's clarify that the taco scene here is great.
It's just very good.
Yeah, this is like
the breakfast taco scene here is total trash,
except for Brothers. Brothers has some really good breakfast.
But like
tacos.
Austin. There's places like Brothers that serve breakfast tacos all over the
city. Yeah, there's all over the city. You have many more options.
Like breakfast tacos is a thing in Austin.
Yeah.
It's not really a thing in Houston.
It's becoming one, though. It's just like barbecue. We're just behind.
Maybe so.
I think there's a lot more places.
Because Houston barbecue has caught up to Austin barbecue, I think. And when I moved here, that was not the case.
Yeah.
So it's not like it can't happen, but queso and breakfast tacos, I think, are the two spots where I don't think you can even make an argument that Austin is better than Houston on those two
things. There are places here that are as good, but there's not many of them. The problem is you can go to 20 places in Austin that are really good.
So. And queso, I don't know what's going on with the queso in Houston.
Well, you
can find good queso, but in Austin, if a place has mediocre queso, it's like, we're never going back here.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, and that's because that Chronicle did that list. It was just awful, by the way. Their top 10 list of queso in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the whole thing stemmed from.
They had Papacito's number one.
Oh, come on. That's a paid advertisement. That's got to be. I want to see the check that Papa's Brothers wrote to the Chronicle. That has to be paid for.
I saw that, and I'm like, okay, whatever else is on this list is meaningless to me. And it pretty much was.
Yeah.
Now I hadn't been to a lot of those places, but yeah, I've found two or three places that have great queso, and fortunately two of them are near me, and it depends on what – I think Last Concert's queso is fantastic. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
But that's a cool place. And the bar near me around the corner just started doing a white queso. It's fantastic. But – I don't get it much. I don't go to a, I like Ninfa's is fine, and El Tiempo's is fine.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, I got to go for the queso.
At El Tiempo, I really like the red salsa.
Yeah, their red salsa is fantastic.
And I like their guacamole. So if I have if I go to El Tiempo, I usually get guac with my chips to start.
So I'm not a guacamole guy, so I'm always going to get the queso.
Guacamole.
John, are you going to weigh in on this, or are you going to?
I don't know. Torchy's, I love Torchy's queso.
Torchy's queso for like chain places is that's the truth.
It made their list. It made their list. Okay, that one I didn't complain
about. That's an Austin. So.
Yeah, that's stolen queso from Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm telling, like, everywhere in Austin has good queso. Almost, I won't say everywhere. There's some people who will come up with a bummy one every now and again. But that's one. I mean, that's. You know, it's one of the things I noticed when I moved here. For the longest time, it was barbecue and queso and breakfast tacos. And you don't hear me complain about Houston barbecue anymore because Houston's gone and stepped their game up. Since I moved here, Ronnie Killen opened his shop. Tejas opened. Corkscrew is opened. The Pit Room, I mean, Pinkerton's. There's a bunch of great places have opened up. And now I feel like Houston is at least on the same level. I don't want to say they've passed Austin barbecue, but they're at least in the discussion, whereas they weren't before.
Yeah.
What I need now is some serious breakfast taco and queso step up, and that hasn't happened. And I'm not going to just pretend because I live here. I'm not going to homer up.
But
for Houston.
When you first started working with me, I would have said there's 0% chance you will ever say Houston's barbecue scene is as good as Austin's.
Because at the time it seemed like it.
So for you to be saying that now, I'm just saying that what you're saying is fair.
It would have been like me 3 years ago saying the Sixers are going to win a basketball championship in the next 5 years. It looked bleak, but now it's starting to look like, well, maybe, you know.
A32 says white guys safe tacos seems to be the theme. Well, I'm a white guy. What the hell do you want?
Oh, I like filthy food truck kind of tacos.
Yeah, I do
like,
too.
Personally, I'm a food truck taco guy. Or like where you might go up to the counter and make your order, and then someone has to translate to the cashier. That's the kind of places I like my tacos from.
Well, like I said, Brothers is right around the corner for me, and that place is awesome.
Yeah. Now, tell me, you know, white guy tacos. I drove to the valley to eat cheek and tongue barbacoa. So don't tell me I'm a white guy taco guy.
Well, I am a white guy.
Safe taco guy.
I am a white guy. I'm sorry. That's why I like Tex-Mex over authentic Mexican, because I'm white. Sorry.
I do like tongue tacos, though. They're pretty good. Yeah. Teresa texted me saying, Trudy's. Love Trudy's.
Trudy's is awesome, too.
Oh, Trudy's is awesome. That's like a must-go for me whenever I'm in Austin.
You know what I don't?
Good booze there, too.
Oh, yeah.
MRK asking, what about Spanish Flower, or am I always that drunk? Yeah, that's a place I used to go after work at 3 a.m. when we'd been out drinking.
Yeah, it's good drunk food.
Yeah, it used to be our go-to drunk place. I couldn't tell you if the food was any good because it was a drunk place.
That's like in Austin, the thing to eat like in the party district down there is pizza. Like Rapolo's Pizza is down there. There's a couple little pizza shops along 6th and 4th Street. And I could never tell you if it was any good because I've never eaten it sober.
Right.
And even drunk, it's like pretty mediocre, but you're drunk, so it feels awesome.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah. And like, there's been times where I tried to shake crushed red pepper onto it and like the lid came off and I just ate like a fuck.
Whoops.
Sorry. Ate a piece of pizza with like a.
Damn, man. You've been dumped.
Sorry.
Is that 2 weeks in a row? You did that last week, too. Oh, somebody almost dropped the F bomb last week.
I didn't drop the F bomb.
I got dumped Monday.
Okay.
Which was a first in a while. So I was kind of thinking I might win this week.
You said be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember what mine was.
Mo me.
Low me. There you go.
Yeah. Low.
I think mine might have been something about Richard Heads or something like that. But. But yeah,
I can't even beat you at this.
Sorry, that was
my 1 week.
That was a legit accident. You know, like it's
rare. Well, so was mine. Mine was a legit accident.
It's rare that the things that we get dumped for are, you know. And I didn't even fully say the word.
No,
honestly,
it was just the tip.
It was just a tip, and that wouldn't have been an FCC violation either way. But
it was close enough.
But normally, the words that I get dumped for are like. It's pretty borderline, and it's like, well, you can say it this way, but not this way. rarely do you hear me drop an F or an S. Like, it just, yeah. I don't do that. I'm a professional.
Yeah, usually it's something else, kind of like what I did the other
right.
day.
Right. Sorry
or
about
it's,
that.
Or it's, I didn't know I couldn't say that. But, well, and I will say we have some great, great food trucks around here that have good tacos, too.
Yeah.
It's just you have to find them. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 713 says, ate at Spanish Flower after not being there for 12 years, and it's decent drunk food. I don't know. I honestly can't remember a single meal there, because by the time we got there, it would be, and this was the old newspaper
day. I ate at Spanish Flower the day after, or the night of the UFC event here.
Okay.
The last one.
Yeah.
It was okay.
But we probably go three times a week, because we'd work till about midnight or one, then we'd go to the bar and then just hammer as fast as we could and do shots and stuff, because we only had an hour. And then the bar would usually let us stay a little later than that. And then stumble over there for dinner, and that's about when the shots started kicking in. So I'd be like, yeah, this is pretty good. So in my opinion, Escalante's is my favorite queso. That's a white queso also, and I'm not a fan of white queso. I mean, I like theirs. Like it, don't love it. But I'm telling you, man, that those dudes that are around the corner, I went there the other night on the way home just to get some queso. They figured it out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We will.
Damn it, John. What? I thought we'd put a stop to this.
No, we have like a lot of live reads in this hour.
There's not that many.
Well, I don't know. How many do I have? I have
you
three.
Have three. AJ has three.
Okay.
So six in this hour.
So we had to do one in the very first segment, which Jong knows. But I
then
hate.
We each have one in the 5 o'clock.
Yeah, like what?
No, you got two, and then everything. Yeah.
Okay. As the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors, guys. It's getting nice. You want to be out on that back patio, but your back patio sucks. Let's face it. There's a crack on the concrete. It looks atrocious. There's a bunch of miscolored spots. It doesn't look good, and it's ruining your good time. Well, that's where Allied can come through with Carvestone Overlay. That'll give you that superior look of real stone that you want on your existing surface for less money than you'd have to pay for that real stone. You don't want that real stone price tag. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. Currently a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get an outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they can do it all, residential and commercial. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. You're going to be amazed at what they can do with your backyard, or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery online, alliedoutdoorsolutions.com, or you can give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Hey, guys. Maybe you were in an accident because you were eating a taco while you were driving, and if you were and you crashed into someone or someone crashed into you, you're going to need a lawyer. And there's only one guy to call, my man Dave. And let me tell you, he handles all kinds of accidents, whether it's car, truck, slip and fall, maybe you got an overtime claim. If you just give him a call, he'll tell you if he can help you. If you're hurt and you need a doctor and you don't think you can afford one, well, guess what? They're going to put you with one. They're going to help you out. They're going to take care of you. That's what they do. And these insurance companies, if they're giving you the runaround, they got lawyers. You need a lawyer, and Dave will fight for you. He's a guy other lawyers hire to go in court because he's that badass. And give him a call at 713-626-8900. If you have a legal question, even if it's not about personal injury, he'll put you with the right lawyer if you've got a case, and he does that. Let him know you're a blitzer, loves the blitzers. Dave's a blitzer. So there you go, 713-626-8900. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. Or make it real easy. Go to lawyerdave.com and let them put your mind at rest. Been in an accident? Better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, which I can tell we're back to normal because we're talking about tacos and queso. And somebody asked about pizza, and I have, honestly, the Houston pizza scene is just, It's not that great to me.
The Houston pizza scene, when I moved here, was better than Austin. And now I think Austin may have passed it.
Well,
because Austin's opened a bunch of new pizza spots that are awesome. There's some good pizza spots here in Houston.
There are, but I got spoiled when I went to that Pie Society in San Marcos. I've not had a pizza as good as that anywhere else in this city. And after that, I went on a quest. I went to every pizza place I could find inside the Beltway because I don't.
You don't leave the loop.
No, I never.
Oh, you inside the Beltway even? You went outside the loop?
I went outside the loop. Okay. And I found a couple places that are good, but they're not that. Man, now I can't wait till Saturday. I'm going to go get me some Lou Malnati's right off the bat. So, but there's a like District 7 pizza place, not the District 7 restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And when I first went there, they had way too much garlic, and I guess somebody told them. And now that's my go-to.
Okay.
And, I like Frank's, and I like Gotham, but I don't love them. They're not like, oh, I got to have it. It's basically, well, I need to order something. So there's some good spots, but there's not that, oh, my God, pizza like I get in San Marcos.
I don't know. I like, there's some places that I'm like, okay, that's good. But there's, you're right, there's not like I don't have a place here that I feel like, oh, my God. Yeah. If you're gonna have pizza, this is the place you've got to go.
And I like Star, I like Berry's,
yeah,
and Fuzzy's, but none of them are. It's not like, oh man, let's go here.
That's probably fair.
Yeah,
I gotta think about my favorite pizza in Houston.
And I've found a couple bars that do pizza really well, which that's always cool. But
I like that Luna.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah,
that's
a good one. I've been there once. That was on. I think one of you guys told me to try that out when I was on my pizza quest.
Yeah,
liked it. Wasn't blown away.
I also like it,
don't love it.
I like Pizarro's, but Pizarro's is like it's like that Neapolitan thin crust.
Yeah,
like where it's burnt on the edges, so it's a little bit different. It does like when I eat it, I don't feel as fat as when I eat regular pizza.
Yeah,
which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's like old school traditional pizza and it's really good.
A lot of people talking about Pink's and everybody sold me on Pink's.
Pink's is okay to me.
It wasn't what it was sold to be. It's like, oh, this is the best place. I went there and it's like, it's good pizza.
Yeah.
But it's not, to me, it's just kind of part of that rotation.
Star, I really do like Star Pizza because I like that kind of pizza.
Yeah. Well, I've been there twice now, mainly because, I didn't eat there for years because I got sick one time.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife wanted deep dish because we just got back from Chicago, so we went there and it was pretty good. So I've been once since. So I've been twice now. So
it's back in the rotation.
It is back in the rotation. 713-780-ESPN.
Pie pizza is pretty good too.
I think I've had that too. Yeah, I mean there's a lot of good. There's just not wow.
Right.
This is amazing.
That's fair.
That's all. I'm looking for amazing. But. Yeah, people are giving me places like in the Woodlands and stuff like that. It's like, I'm not leaving the loop, inside the loop, first off. And just even going to the Beltway was an experience for me. It's just, I want someplace close.
Okay.
Sorry if that's.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. But I do benefit from having great breakfast tacos where I live. So there's
you
that.
You do.
713-780-ESPN. And. Again, all these places that you guys are telling me are amazing, I've been to. They're good. They're good. They're just not. I haven't had that home run. That's all I want.
Okay.
Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
See, I'd rather talk tacos and pizza than.
It's way more fun.
Yeah. More Astros.
Listen. That was. Disappointing would be like. It's too much. It's not enough. Like, disappointing is an understatement on what happened yesterday. But, I like I said, I've given up on trying to have hope or, be a fan of it. I'm just going to watch and see what happens.
What's funny to me is almost everybody I talk to, like, I was at China Garden today talking to Carol, and she was like, I just got invested in him. I think a lot of casual fans just got invested in him, Start believing. And now they're like, typical Houston sports team.
Yep.
It's not over. I think they'll hit better at home. I mean, they can't hit any worse. Let's be honest. You got Verlander going tomorrow. You take your chances in a game seven. And, right. Yeah, the Yankees will have the advantage in game seven. But I do think that if you get there, you'll take that.
Of course.
I think they will win tomorrow night. I really believe that. I think the bats will come around. Somebody will hit, whether it's Springer or Bregman. One of these guys is going to jump up and hit the ball. Reddick, one of these guys who was 0-for, 1-for, 2-for. And, you know, and the thing is, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, it's the freaking Yankees. They put on those jerseys and it turns into magic for some reason. And I think that, you can go back and look at stuff. And as far as the pitching goes, yesterday it wouldn't have mattered what you did because you didn't score a run. And the hitting has just been awful. Really, going back to game three in Boston. I mean, it's back to there. So this is a legitimate slump now. And you need to, and you're going to need to get some contributions from people. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I think you got, obviously, with Verlander on the mound tomorrow, everybody's, you know, the place is going to be rocking. I think they get it to a game seven. I don't know what happens after that. But, you know, I'm not ready to write them off yet.
Okay. Well, I kind of have. We talked about it yesterday. It just seems like I'm having a hard time seeing a way for them to win the series when they lost Keuchel's start.
Well, yeah, but
again, and it's not impossible.
No, it's not.
I mean, you know, CeCe Sabathia is not Sandy Koufax. You know, somebody could get to him, but just the way these bats have been, I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, well, somebody at some point is going to hit. You don't go this long with this lineup and not make something happen. I mean, I think they're going to come out tomorrow and put up 8 runs. It'll be more than enough. And then we'll go to game 7 and see what happens. And then if good Sabathia shows up, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And if not, then.
And honestly, we're assuming that they get a win tomorrow.
Well, if they don't, then all this is meaningless, right? I mean, the whole conversation is meaningless. Like, okay, they're done. And I got to say, people are going to be disappointed because they thought they could win the World Series. But realistically, don't you look at that. You say, hey, they got to the ALCS. It's still a successful season. It's not what you wanted. It'd be nice to get to the World Series.
Yeah. I mean, it's a successful season, but it's...
I think you bought in when the Indians went out. That's what it was.
It is. That's honestly the case. And I felt... And I never bought in that they would win the World Series. I wouldn't get, because I wanted to see who came out of the National League.
Well, you were assuming you're going to have to get by both the Indians and the Dodgers.
Or the Nationals, and I thought both those teams would be tough.
Yeah, you were pretty high on the Nationals.
But when the Indians went out, I thought at a minimum, the Astros would get there.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt like, and if they get there, you got a shot. And I think the Nationals and Dodgers are both better than the Astros, but the best team doesn't always win the series.
Right.
As is, you could look at this series that they're playing now and see that it happens. But I just felt like they were going to go to the World Series. Like I told you, I'd already been I've been looking for tickets for my dad and my son and me to go to a game. Jong, you already bought tickets for a game, didn't you?
No, those things, I was trying to get them at like noon. That's when they went on sale.
Uh-huh.
Those things sold out in minutes.
Well, people, I think there's going to be a lot of refunds handed out.
Yep.
Unless you can go to game one at Dodger Stadium and watch the Yankees and Dodgers. I don't know that you buy those through Astros.com.
Yeah.
But
I have to admit, if it winds up being Yankees and Cubs, if the Cubs come all the way back, I doubt I would watch 1 second of any game of the World Series.
Yeah.
I would.
Yankees-Dodgers would still be interesting.
Yeah, that would at least be interesting because I kind of like the Dodgers. I've always sort of. For some reason, I've always liked the Dodgers, even though they were the Astros' great rival. But growing up, that was the other team I liked.
Right.
They had so many great pitchers go through there. And, yeah, that's – that I'll watch. Cubs, you already won your one. I want you to go away.
Get out of here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not because of the team. I kind of like the team. I just don't like their fans.
Yeah.
It just goes, do you think Fox is rooting for Dodgers versus Yankees? I think they prefer Yankees versus Cubs. Either one, they'd be very happy with.
They're happy with either way.
Yeah, they're punching the clown over either one of those matchups. But the whole West Coast, East Coast thing, yeah, I think baseball is a lot bigger in Chicago and in the Midwest than it is on the – even though you'd have more eyes on the Dodgers in California. I bet you a Cubs-Yankees series would outperform a Dodgers-Yankees series ratings-wise.
Probably so. Just because people in Chicago care about sports way more than...
Yeah, yeah. And, well, not just Chicago. They got a huge following
the
nationally.
National following.
And so But I think they'll be happy with either one. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We'll do some more sports maybe when we come back. I don't know. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Just see how we feel. But my face feels better because I shave with Harry's every day now. There's times I used to show up in here looking like a homeless man. These guys could tell you. But once I switched to Harry's, now I actually enjoy it. And I've always got fresh blades because they come to my mailbox right when I need them. So I never have to worry about, I don't want to go to the store and buy one. It's going to take forever. Nope, they come right to me. And Harry's basically got tired of spending too much money and going to the store and doing all that. So they bought the factory and sell directly to you over the internet. So you can join me and the 3 million other guys that have made the switch. Their blades are half the price of what you're paying in the store. Just $2. And look, we're guys. Nobody wants to have to go to a store to buy razors, right? Why worry about that? Have them sent right to you. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I bet this guy knows a little bit about the taco scene in Austin.
By the way, last week when you guys were on your management retreat,
yeah,
Tyler played the wrong song to intro.
Oh.
Yeah, he blew it big time.
Christopher Harris runs harrisfootball.com. Follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. Joins us every week to talk a little fantasy. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It was Weezer, so it's actually just fine. I like Weezer, too. Not as much as Nirvana, but you know.
You'll allow it.
Absolutely.
Tell us what you got in tonight's game. Kansas City and Oakland, who are your must starts? And namely, I guess what I'm really asking is who on Oakland is a must start? Because at the beginning of the season, I think you would have thought Carr, Crabtree, Cooper were all must starts every week. And now I don't know if you can say that.
And Lynch, my Lynch goodness. Too, yeah. Lynch might have been the best of them, right? And that's clearly not the case. So many leagues are so many different formats and so I can never say someone is a must start or not outside of just a couple people. But yeah, I think in the shallowest of leagues, there's going to be some people who leave those Raiders on their bench tonight. Like, why assume the headache of Amari Cooper and Derek Carr hasn't been good and Mike Crabtree scored some touchdowns. You can get 5 touchdowns, 3 of them in one game, but not exactly a bastion of stability himself. And Lynch, you know, for me, this may come down to the offensive line. I think the thing I'm going to be paying the most attention to in this game is just like the helmet test, just when the Raiders have the ball and when it's a running play. I just sort of like the first time through a game, just like, I want to watch the 5 offensive line helmets. Are they getting pushed back? Because to my way of viewing, they've been pretty good in pass protection, but they've been below average in run blocking, and that's exactly the opposite of what they were last year. It's the opposite of what we were sold this summer, what I sold people this summer. And I feel like most of the problems are stemming from that. Amari Cooper had a better week last week. He had 2 long gains that were cut down by penalties. He got a target on the goal line. Like, there's a chance that he's better, but yeah, no, I don't feel like he's a must start at all.
Who's the guy you're looking at off the waiver wire if you happen to invest in Aaron Rodgers to start the season? If you're looking at, like, you know, the Andy Daltons and Jared Goffs and Jacoby Brissetts of the world, what's your thought process?
Well, I guess my thought process would be, you know, take it week by week. If Tyrod Taylor maybe got dumped out of his bye week, maybe that's not a terrible idea. Tampa Bay has not exactly been great. I don't know. I don't hate the idea of taking a 1-week shot on Brett Hundley. I know folks are really high on the Saints defense, and I'm not sure I am. And it feels to me like the Hundley that I remember from UCLA was a great runner, and maybe that gets incorporated a little bit more into the Packer offense. That tends to be a little bit of a fantasy cheat code. Like, you're allowed to be not great as a thrower. If you run a little bit, that gives us some safe floor. But, I mean, let's face it, people who are available quarterback-wise in our leagues are available for a reason. So I think what would be foremost on my mind would be, I want to stream, find the most competitive quarterback I got with the best matchup each week, and then see if along the way I luck into the right guy that I could use the rest of the year.
Christopher Harris, our guest. And yeah, I'm kind of with you on Brett Hundley. Actually, from a betting perspective, I like the Packers quite a bit, because I think a lot of what the Saints have done the last week on the last couple of weeks on defense is a little bit of an illusion. But
me too. Yeah. I'm on that game too. And I mean, it freaks me out when a line opens at 3.5 and goes to 6, but maybe that's just sort of the public being really sad about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. A classic overreaction, I think. And I also believe that people are looking at the Saints last week and they're like, oh, without Aaron Rodgers, they can't do anything. But this is still them at Lambeau. Wanted to ask you about, I know they're off this week, but you know, it's kind of my weekly Deshaun Watson question. Are you bought in on him now at this point, or is it still, well, it was the Browns?
I mean, I'm probably somewhere in between those two things. Certainly the Browns, not good, but I don't think we watched that game and think that Watson played great throughout all of it. You know, he made key throws when he had to, and that feels like it's been his MO since the upturn, really since the Patriot game. You know, the Chiefs game to me is the big red warning sign, because for three quarters I thought he was kind of bad in that game, and then, you know, throws a bunch of touchdowns to try to catch up at the very end, and maybe a little bit of fool's gold. But overall, exactly the kind of player where you go, I'll ride this for as long as it goes. Like, let's get on the gravy train. Long-term, I've said to you guys over and over, can't say it enough, I totally believe in the kid. Short-term, probably more growing pains. There's throwing accuracy issues, and maybe slightly, like, throwing across the field late. He's nailed those throws. He's nailed them. But it just feels to me like that is the kind of throw that a young quarterback usually gets his comeuppance on.
What are your thoughts on, and this has been frustrating, I would imagine, for a lot of people, but Ezekiel Elliott, he's suspended again, and now, well, he's not. And if you're like me, you ran out to into the player search and said, Darren McFadden, is he owned? And I picked his ass up in two leagues and actually planned on starting him this week. And then they say, just kidding, another court said he's not suspended. I mean, what's your expectation on whether or not he will be suspended, and what's his value? If you had Ezekiel Elliott, would you be looking to trade him right now?
So, I mean, I don't know about the suspension thing. I think my overall feeling that the NFL is just sort of incompetent will lead me to the conclusion that probably he'll just serve it next year, because that's just how these things work out. It's the Brady syndrome, you know, they'll just, like, futz around for the rest of the year, and then eventually the courts are going to uphold this. Like, we all agree that. I don't know. I don't know if I'd trade him. I feel like it could bite you so badly, trading for him or trading him away, that I almost feel like I don't want to do either. And to be honest, like, if I'm you, I'm probably holding on McFadden for one more week, because that whatever X percent chance is that Zeke is gone and that McFadden is a major part of, or Alfred Morris is a major part of what they're replacing, and you know, you just don't find players like that in the waiver wire very often. So I don't know. I think I'd probably hang in there, and then yet again wouldn't be shocked if Zeke plays the whole rest of the year.
It's Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. Is it worth just basically streaming any defense that's playing against the Browns right now? Is that the team you pick on?
It's not a bad plan, is it? Like, I have Tennessee top 12 probably this week, and that's not a good defense. So, yeah, I mean, if you can get a top, basically equivalent of sort of a top 12 defense every single week just by, you know, not even being good yourself and playing against the Browns, not a terrible idea. I'm going to say, you know, maybe it's not quite Kevin Hogan levels of bad every single week. Like, that was unbelievable, right? And so, like, you can't put that kid in, and I called it beforehand, and he's just not, I feel bad for the kid. He's not an NFL quarterback. And yet still, there's enough turnovers there where pretty much any big defense is facing them. You got to feel pretty good about it.
With Aaron Rodgers' injury, obviously the receivers in Green Bay take a hit. Any interest in the running backs? I know Aaron Jones is still, you know, he's still available in a lot of leagues. And how do you feel about how Ty Montgomery's role changes with Aaron Rodgers out?
There's so many moving parts there, right? It's so tough to say because last week Montgomery felt like he didn't get a full week of practice. He hadn't really taken hits. So Aaron Jones plays a lot more snaps last week against Minnesota, but was that because of the injury or was there really a changing of the guard? And now we throw in the change in quarterback too, and does that mean a bigger reliance on the run and a more traditional running back, which would be more like Jones, and yet won't defenses expect that? It feels to me like making any kind of definitive statement right now, I would be kind of premature. I think we have to see it. But I don't mind speculating. I certainly, if Aaron Jones is available in a league, I would add him. If Ty Montgomery is available in a league, I would add him. I don't know that I want to start him. Neither of them is inside my top 20 running backs for week 7, but both of them are well inside my top probably 60 or 70 overall players from now to the end of the year because, again, I mean, what we're doing, we're trying to measure expected value, expected return. It's like buying a stock, right? And there's some percent chance out there that, yeah, the Packers decide Aaron Jones is more of our guy and let's give him the ball a bunch, and that would be really valuable. And then, of course, exactly the opposite. There's a chance that Ty Montgomery could be that guy.
Last one before we let you go. What are your thoughts on Orleans Darkwood going forward?
I think he's just a guy. He's just a big dude who sort of runs straight and plows into a wall and he basically had one nice run early against Denver where they fell asleep, and I imagine that we will not be talking about him that much going forward.
All right, that's Christopher Harris. Tell the people about everything you've got at harrisfootball.com, the podcast and the rankings and everything.
You just did. Yeah, harrisfootball.com. It's fun. It's 6 podcasts a week, one every day. You know, I have some guests on there. It's a pretty funny show, pretty fun show. I think people like it in general. A lot of film analysis, so I'm talking about what I saw. I watch film so other people don't have to.
All right, that's Christopher Harris. HarrisFootball.com joins us every week to talk fantasy. Christopher, have a good one, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Have a great one. We're going to have a great one today.
I think so.
Not just a good one, a great one.
A good one. A great one.
Yeah, we've got
it's going to be both at the same time. Yeah, that's possible.
We're going to have some college football gambling talk at 5:30. Somebody's asking me on Twitter if I like the Cougs tonight, -2.5. No, I do not.
Nope.
If anything, I would go the other way.
Wait, they're favored?
Yeah. Yes. Someone asked me about, I think it was Tyler asked me about money lining the Raging Cajuns tonight at Arkansas State, like +335. Like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I do like the over in that game, though. I don't know if I'll play it yet, but I do like the over in that game. I think it's a lot of points.
And I do like the Chiefs tonight.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't think I'm playing anything tonight. I looked at a lot of stuff, and I've got okay. I could see it one way or the other, but I don't feel real strong about anything.
And after last week, man, I have a bad feeling the Cougars are just going to get boat raced again. Except they've been pretty good at home on Thursday night games, but man, I just seeing what happened at Tulsa last week, and I've seen Memphis several times now. I like that quarterback a lot. Yeah. They've got an elite receiver too. I think. Well, of course, I thought the same thing about SMU, and they beat them. So probably no play for me, but if I were going to play it, I'd take Memphis.
All right, guys, have you ever thought to yourselves, man, I wish I could do it all over again. I'd love to work with computers. I hate the hours I work now. I hate the boss I have now. I hate the money I make now. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and My Computer Career can get you trained for the high demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And if you need a mattress, there's no other place to go. This is a place to go. I've got two of them in my house. I love them. AJ's got one. He loves it. Everybody's got Texas Mattress Makers, and here's why. If you go to Texas Mattress Makers, you're already saving at least 50% off of what you pay retail because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. And right now, how about this? Through the month of October, 25% more comes off when you visit the showroom. This offer is only for the showroom. All mattress sets, any type, including luxury, any memory foam options, just as long as it's in the showroom, it's 25% off the factory price. And you might be able to get an Athens like I have or a London like I have. They're fantastic beds. You're going to sleep better. You're going to feel better. And you're going to get the best in handcrafted, custom-fitted beds. And you're going to be doing business with great people who are huge in the community. And Yuval and Rachel and Lax and all the gang out there, they love the Blitzers. They're going to put you on a good bed, and you're going to save a bunch of money. And that's guaranteed. Visit TexasMattressMakers.com or go to 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them that you're a Blitzer. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And speaking of Texas Mattress Makers, they've got the Houston Children's Charity Fall Mixer at Hotel Zaza is tonight, and they're raising money to give beds to kids. And there's a bunch of big names that are going to be there. So if you are looking for something to do, Corey Redding. Earl
go
Thomas,
Zaza it up.
Yeah, go Zaza it up. That's a cool place. We were there a couple weeks ago. But Corey Redding, Earl Thomas, Jamal Charles, Roy Williams, Vince Young, Ricky Williams.
Damn.
Too Tall Jones, Randy White. And, yeah, so your chance. So go check that out, Hotel Zaza. That's tonight. And I also have to tell you, the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront, go to the football game at Everbank Field, and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. Remember how I was telling you I got in just under the wire on that hockey game last night where I was betting the over?
Yes.
9 goals.
There you go.
So it was 4-1. I got it. I wound up getting it at 6. It was 5.5 earlier in the day, and I didn't bet it when I should have. But it was 4-1 after one period. I felt pretty good about that.
That'll get it done.
Plus, my guy scored against you.
That'll get it done.
You're kicking my butt in hockey, but I haven't had a single goalie start yet this week.
That's weird.
I know, and I've got 3 of them.
How does that even happen?
Well, because
you guys are getting breaks.
Although Columbus didn't use my guy the other night, which they should have because he's a shutout machine. But
excellent.
But I've got, I think, 2 tonight and 2 more tomorrow and 2 on Saturday. So
okay,
hopefully I'll get 3 starts out of them. 713-780-ESPN. Oh no! Did you see what Dustin just tweeted at us?
No.
If the Astros get to Game 7. Pro wrestler Ric Flair is scheduled to call play ball via video message.
Oh, boy.
Can't wait to turn the sound down on that. The place is going to be nuts. I hope they get to a game 7. I really do. You take your chances there.
Yeah.
But I am not giving up on them. Somebody asked, why aren't you talking more Astros? That's all anybody cares about. Actually, no, most of you are pissed off at them.
I'm pissed off at them.
And yeah, I track, like when they lose a game, we get far fewer hits on the website than when they win. It's the same thing with radio. More people are listening when they win, obviously, when they want to hear about it. But I mean, there's not much left to say other than, you know, they're up against it. They need a big game from Verlander. They'll probably get one, and I think they'll get to a game 7 and take their chances from there. And we'll be talking about it on Monday.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Clyde Drexler throwing out the ceremonial first pitch before game 6.
All right.
So
maybe, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe get some Rockets karma there. I don't know if that's going to work or not. Oh, boy. Well, people asking money line or spread on Memphis. If you're going to bet Memphis and you can get a money line, take the money line. I don't think this is a 2-point game. I think either, you know, UH shows up and plays like they did against Smoo and beats him by 10, or Memphis runs it up. I don't think this is a close game, one way or the other.
I lean Memphis. I just don't feel – I don't have a good feel for
it. Yeah, I'm not betting it.
UH has shown up in games that I didn't think they would show up in, and they've not shown up in games that I expected them to dominate, like last week.
Yeah. I think you – if you're betting it and you're taking Memphis, you take the money line.
Okay.
That's just – but I'm not playing it. I want to make that very clear. Because tomorrow I'll get, oh, you said take Memphis. No, I would not. If you gave me $20 to bet it, I would go buy a beer with it instead because it'd be more useful to me. Squeezing a call. Blake, you're on a blitz. Go. Blake. There we go. Blake. Blake.
Hey now.
Okay, the first two were our fault. That one's his fault. So.
All right.
Yeah, Keyboard Cat.
Haven't had him in a while.
Love me some Keyboard Cat. Yeah, Caleb says, I never want to hear or read about my team after a loss, especially not for the Spurs. Sounds too fresh. I get that. Yeah. Unfortunately, I always have to read about them or do something about them because it's kind of my job. But if I didn't, if I didn't have to talk about it, I wouldn't write a word about that UH game last week.
That was just avoid that. Avoid that altogether.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I keep looking at that score and going, all right, there's no way that happened. There's no way that happened. Just like if I'm Bronco fan, I'm looking at that score from Sunday night. And let's say I passed out and didn't see the game because I was stoned as hell because I'm in Denver and I can smoke. And I get up and see that score. I'm like, bull bleep. That didn't happen.
It happened.
So
it was real.
Yeah. It is real. It's a shame, too. All right. Let's try Robert instead of, this time. See if he's
there.
What's
up, fellas? Blake sucks, man, for ruining the mojo on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? So just forget about him. I have a couple quick points here. One is winning the division or winning the World Series is like, pulling a 10 out of the bar. And she's just there for the weekend. She pays the bar tab, and she pays for the hotel already. We're in the division series. So that's just like pulling a 9.9. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the same thing. It's great. It's wonderful. Everybody loves it. The second thing I was going to say is Chris with his football, fantasy football stuff was great stuff. I love that y'all have that on there every Thursday. It's good stuff to hear, man. And then my question finally was, do you guys like meat in your queso or not? Like, is that a no-no or is that something that all Texans do?
I'm okay with meat in queso.
I don't get
You're
meat
opposed
in queso.
To it?
I'm not opposed to it, but what I tend to do is, like, I'll get fajitas and dip them in the queso. I don't want it cooked in there with it.
Okay.
Because I like to just... That's generally how I do it.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Does that make sense?
I'm
not against it, but I'll never order it with meat because I almost always order it when I'm getting fajitas and then I use it as a dip.
Okay. I like and you don't like this cuz you don't like guacamole, but I like when there's a scoop of guacamole in the middle of my queso.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now sometimes if it's kind of average queso and the salsa is really good, I'll dump that salsa in there.
That's
and
good
mix
too.
That in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'm real big on ordering queso with meat in it.
Guess who's on pace to go 82-0, Fred?
Let me see.
The Rockets are on pace for 82-0.
Yeah, I saw that little sign outside Toyota Center today that said on pace for 82-0.
Did it really say that?
No, it didn't.
It should, though.
I just made that up.
And guess what? If you were driving by the Toyota Center, you should know that opening night home opener for the Rockets is Saturday night. You don't have anything better going on. Go out there, watch your boy James Harden, watch your boy Chris Paul, maybe. He didn't play last night. Watch your boy Clint Capella, who dominated last night. And see them all as they take on the Dallas Mavericks, the dirty, rotten Mavericks. First 15,000 fans through the door, you get a special treat, a commemorative Rockets opening night T-shirt presented by Toyota. The Budweiser liftoff party starts at 4:30. They're going to have live music provided by Houston's own Breakfast at Tiffany's. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Let's run as one with the Rockets as they continue to... I would have to say that would be a record, going 82-0. Continue the search for 82-0. Again, tickets for opening night, Saturday night against the Mavericks are available at Rockets.com. Go check them out this weekend. Rockets.com for tickets.